Highs of 12 to 15 degrees today. FM News, more at 3. More at 3.
Pad. Could you just say it really slowly so I can...
Sunny spells and...
No, just the more at 3 bit. Just more... drag out those vowels.
More...
Nice long three. Drag those E's.
Yeah. 3.
Okay, I'm ready now. Thank you. Ray. Day, raise my name, JP in the house.
Who let the chimpanzee in here?
Oh, my God. How are we feeling? Is that all right sound-wise?
Hi.
How radio. Sound?
Yeah, good.
Radio, hi. You're the winner. Oh, I am ready for some radio. Do you want to hear something funny? Here we go. This is a Netflix cat.
All right.
This is good now. This is a cat. Oh, hang on, here we go. She explains it herself, I think, in the video.
Okay, I'm
going to
play the Netflix intro and my cat is
going to
meow.
I'm going to play the Netflix intro. And my cat is going to meow. So the cat is asleep over on the chair beside the telly.
Not my cat, the former England rugby player.
That would be sensational.
The lady's cat.
If in the video she has Mike cat.
Now of the Ireland coaching staff, by the way.
Yeah, the back room.
Yeah.
No. It's her pet cat.
Gotcha.
Can we get onto Mike's people and we could do a Today FM social media video for this? With Mike cat going meow as soon as the Netflix badoom happens.
Okay, I'm going to play the Netflix intro and my cat is going to meow.
The cat is sitting beside the television. Is that loud enough for you? Sorry.
It's a bit low.
Sorry, bear with you. Don't mind. Hold on. We can do this thing on radio where you can just make it louder.
Uh-huh. Turn up the volume, yeah.
So you can just... What you do is... You put in the volume, the higher volume that you want it at, and then you just...
Right.
You crank it up, yeah.
Do I need a degree for that?
No, I think when you start off initially,
right,
kind of you learn
work experience, like, yeah,
just little pointers,
yeah,
when you start in the business. And then I suppose
the higher the number, the louder the sound, usually, isn't that
as
it?
You build up these skills, then it starts to
skill set, yeah.
Still a bit low, is it?
It's a little bit. I mean, if you could crank the volume a little bit,
I just turn it up a bit here, just turn up that number. Is that loud enough for you now?
There it is. There you go.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, Sawyer.
And it's apparently, even when the cat is asleep, you can see the cat eyes closed and then the... Off he goes. He loves a bit of Netflix. He loves to check out the latest Seinfeld, the repeats of Seinfeld. Come on. Soft launch day number 225 225
Today FM's
cash machine. 30,000. What a great song. Pink and Trust Fall. Today FM playing the music you love. This song drives me spare, I swear to God. She never finishes it. Just say fall. Just Pink, because she goes, what if we just fall, what if we just fall, what if we just fall, what if we just, and it's like, Pink, just say fall. Alright, girl. What if we just fall? Come on, Pink girl, you've got this now, come on. What if we just... Pink?
Pink?
Pink.
Pink.
Pink love.
Blink
Pink.
Once for yes, twice for...
Pink? Pinky, you're safe. Pinky, Pink, text us when you get home, love. Listen, text us when you get in the door, we'll be worried about you. What if we just fall? I'll do it. Fall. Happy? We're all happy?
Yep.
Happy to do the show?
Nailed it.
Cheers, man. Trust Fall from Pink. This is Today FM, play the music you love. And good afternoon. Text this afternoon on 0874 100 102. Phil's been in touch. He said, Ray, is that your module on the Today FM School of Radio? Actually, they've never asked me to be. I'm not even a janitor in the Today FM School of Radio.
Right.
They haven't even, not even as guest lecturer.
Or a sub, like.
Just to supervise a free class in the Today FM School of Radio. They haven't even asked me.
Sure.
Ray, is that your module in the Today FM School of Radio? The volume knobs. Phil, do you know what I was... I've tried to explain it to you. I was trying to use software to change the volume on the piece of audio I was playing a couple of minutes. This is the cat, the Netflix cat. Still very low.
That's very low. That's too quiet,
you see. You know what that is? Because, Phil, what happened was I reset the desk and the gain on the PC over
cool
here
story,
is just
yeah.
too low, you see. Yeah. Phil, are you getting all this?
Can I get that on podcast?
Are you writing this all down? That's still too low.
It's too low, right?
Phil, you see now what happened there, Phil? That's too low. There's the cat there.
Yeah,
okay, we can hear him.
Radio.
That's radio. Hey, stick with me, kid. Is it a H-dip or a Masters? From Phil. Cheers, Philip. Lads, are the rumours true? Apparently Today FM's getting shut down. This surely is only a rumour. I've been getting loads of messages about it today from Billy. Could you imagine the outpouring from the the outpouring of emotion, the reaction that the nation, upon hearing the news that 100 or 102 Today FM was shutting down?
I mean bad. Like, it would be negative. They wouldn't like it. No, I think they'd be more upset than that.
Apparently, there's a New Zealand radio station also called Today FM. Funny enough, I was just reading about them at the weekend, maybe just a few days ago. And they've only been going. They were a talk station, and they rebranded to a station, also a talk station, called Today FM. But it's only been like a year, less than a year. Is there talk of them shutting down?
I think so. Yeah.
All right. So they're going.
They're the ones on the hot seat. Yeah.
So guys, we're safe. It's okay. You can. No, it's a bit more.
Radio.
I had an emotional day today.
Oh yeah?
Mm-hmm. I fell off my bike.
Oh no.
I did. Fell off my bike.
Going forwards or backwards?
Like,
you might have been getting onto a station on your bike and then you just fell off the other side. You just lost your balance, you know?
Were there CCTV cameras, Ray? Can we put it on the socials? Going backwards on a bike.
So you're saying you went over the handlebars?
No, I went. It was so sad. It was a sad fall. It was a sad, slow fall. What happened was, I just come around the corner and I wasn't on the path, just for the path Nazis listening. It's like a cycle path trail through a sort of a mucky wooded area near my house, right?
Cycle path, yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't a proper cycle path. It was because it's tarmac adamed and all.
Are you trying to build up the level of challenge that you had cycling on this path?
The level of risk, the incredible level of risk. I take my life into my hands every day. Just getting on those two wheels.
Your life is like an episode of Jackass on MTV. It's just danger, danger.
Not the
danger.
First time that's been said. So I come around the corner, I went on the path, and on the edge of the path, there's like, because it's tarmac adamed, the edges of the path are like, it's like there's wood there. It's like a flat bits of wood holding where the tarmac adam was poured. The wood is still there.
I get you, yeah.
And my front tire goes into the groove between the path and the wood.
Oh, no.
And I'm still going. So I tried to turn the front wheel out of it. And whatever way I turned it, the back wheel went into it as well. So now I'm in the groove. Get into the groove. Get out of the groove is what I was trying to do. The famous words of Madonna's classic, get out of the groove, boy. It's what I was saying to myself as I'm slowly realising, I think I'm going to fall. So I start slowing down, and I've slowed down sufficiently to completely fall over into a load of muck. And it all happened in slow motion in my head. I thought, no, I'm not gonna. Now this. No,
probably, I want to believe it happened in slow motion in real life anyway. Just very, very slowly.
I was on the bike and I went, oh no. I'm going to... ow. An elderly lady with her dog came up to me and said, are you okay?
Oh.
And I went, yeah, I'm fine. I haven't fallen off a bike since I was about 10.
What a rush.
This is Today FM.
Like the legend of the Phoenix.
I'm like Tony Hawk or one of them lads.
All ends with beginnings.
Oh, no. What all summer long. Kid rocking all summer long on Today FM. Home Alabama. After your country hits, if you like your country music, Go Loud Country Hits is on the app. The Today FM app, download it. Swipe over to Go Loud Country Hits and... hey. Get out your guitar, your boots and your, Stetson?
Yep.
What's a Stetson? Stetson's
a cowboy hat.
The hat, yeah. And your Smith & Wesson. Pew, 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 pew. Do shoot responsibly. Text, do a roll call. Ray's here, JP.
On show,
Ray, this is a real human-generated roll call message. Oh my God, that's clown. Can we do that?
What?
Get the OpenAI, the ChatGPT, to write roll calls for us.
Oh, hello.
Oh, we'll do it for tomorrow. We're under pressure now. ChatGPT hasn't reached Longford yet, so I'll continue typing these out by hand. How medieval of me from Tom. Tom. Thanks for clicking in. And sure, Ray, say hello to us on the way to Dublin for the boy Ed Sheeran tonight. I really hope the gig is phone-free because I don't want to be looking at a sea of cameras later on from Sally Ann and Mags. Eddie's tonight, is it?
He is, yeah.
Oh, that'll be good. I think, I read earlier on, it's Ed Sheeran's millionth gig in Ireland.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's his millionth gig.
Yeah.
Tonight. He's done so many gigs over the years. This is his millionth. He's reaching six zeros.
He has an Ireland residency, basically.
He does. It's just any time he fancies coming. Do you know what? Doesn't he have people? Is there Wexford? Is there
Wexford or Waterford, yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, when are you coming home to visit us? Oh, fine, I'll come home for the visit. And I might as well play the point while I'm at it. And on show, Ray, it's Sophia again. Thanks for supporting my efforts to quit social media. She's back again. This is day three. Apparently, it'll take me 21 days to break the addiction from Sophia. Sophia, I said, 2-3 days ago now, I said we would be her social media. A stupid idea, just off the top of my head, and now I'm committed to it. Sophia, I'm going to deliver Sophia's social media via the radio so she doesn't have to do it on the phone, so she can continue her digital detox of social media without actually... properly giving it up. We can keep her topped up, like.
Would you call this a digest? A sort of a handy social media digest?
There's a guy making a chicken burger, Sophia. Now, the top five places to eat in Dublin. Oh, yeah. Stunning. Stunning. The cocktails are unbelievable. Stunning. There's a guy in the gym showing you how to squat properly.
Use proper form, yeah.
There's an ad for an app to help you sleep better. It's also good for your anxiety. There's a cat giving a dirty look to a child. And your one from Dancing with the Stars is still on holidays.
Ray Foley.
You get that? Was that great?
Yeah.
That's why people love social media. Stay on Today FM, playing Justin Bieber for you next.
Right here.
That's Justin Bieber and Hold On. Today FM playing the music you love. A very good day. Ray's my name is JP.
Hi.
And I fell. Look, is there scrapes? Where's my arm? Is that my, got me? I fell off my bike.
Yeah.
I fell very slowly, though, in fairness, and I fell into muck. So I really didn't damage myself that much. I was on my way to the gym, and I thought, this is God's way of saying, stay fat forever. And I was about to go, no, I'll leave it. So I got wet bum and all, like my gym shorts got all wet. It was kind of in a mucky puddle I landed in. Kind of soft, boggy terrain. Ruined me jacket, all my arm was here, because I was wearing shorts, all my leg was covered in muck as well.
You've had a tough time of it.
I was all scraped and slightly emotional. And I just lay there for a moment until this elderly lady came over with her dog and said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Yeah."
As a child, when you fall over, you're actually probably fine. And then the adult will come over to you and say, "Are you okay?"
Yeah.
And that's where the tears come.
It's the sympathy. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Set you off.
As soon as you have a little bit of sympathy at all, you cry. No fear of that happening here, though. Olivia's over there. Olivia, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Ray. Poor you. You fell off your bike.
Yeah.
I fell off my bike last summer. Oh, my God. I nearly cried. I'm 48. I haven't fallen since I was 3. It was such a bang. Oh, my God.
Well, the thing is, like, I didn't land hard and I didn't hurt myself. But even the act of falling was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. It all went through my, it was like, no, I'm not going to, I mean, I wouldn't, I couldn't. And all of a sudden I'm on the ground in the muck. And Owen's over there as well, Owen.
What's happening, Ray and JP?
Hello, Levine.
So Ray, what you're telling us is when you fell, you done the usual thing. You jumped up, had a look around, make sure no one saw you. I was like, oh, I'm grand.
Mm-hmm.
But deep down, you're hurt. And the number one rule on a bike is don't look where you don't want to go, only look where you want to go. Because otherwise, you'll end up where you ended up, pal, on your arse.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. So don't look where you want to go.
No, you've got it exactly wrong straight away.
Okay.
Don't look where you don't want to go.
Right.
Look,
well,
I didn't want to go
to the gym. And I did want to go home. Yeah. So I should have been looking at home. There you go. Please hold. See now. Call my beloved. See if I get an EM. Oh, it's ringing.
It's ringing.
I've got her on speakerphone. Don't swear now.
Answer.
Hello?
Say the five ring. Just wait.
Hello, is that Andrew?
Wait, no, it might.
Mommy,
stay there.
Dude, we're on the radio. I want to talk to Daddy, please. Hello?
He's on the radio.
Yeah, he's on the room. Will you put your mother on, please?
Oh, hi.
Hi there. Let's guess what happened.
What?
I fell off my bike on the way to the gym.
Oh, how?
Easier than you think.
Just slowly, and I landed
slowly
in
slowly, foley.
I landed. Yeah, that's what they say when I'm on the bike and when I fall off it.
Seriously, we knew that was going to happen.
I fell off the bike and I landed in muck, and I ripped my jacket. I genuinely ripped my jacket.
Oh, your new jacket.
Yeah.
All right. That's so sad.
That's disappointment more than sympathy. Right?
I want you,
the father of her children.
I want you to remember this when your children fall off something in future. You're like, get up out of that, you're grand.
I fell off the bike.
You fell. Oh, guys, you fell.
Are you not going to? Yeah, Matthew, put Matthew on. Put Matthew on.
Yeah.
Was that Matthew going to say no?
Yeah.
Matthew, I fell off my bike.
Oh my God.
No, that's the reaction I wanted. Matthew, you will inherit everything. You get everything. You're getting my PlayStation, okay? I love you.
Oh, really?
Yes, I love you. I love you.
Thank you. Can Andrew talk to you?
No, I gotta go.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Bye. Andrew can talk to me because you're my favourite child. No sympathy. I blame the mother. All right, floor, girls and boys, this is Today FM. And I didn't start crying either. It went off air. With the joke, with all the joking about putting the station off air or the station shutting down.
The rumors were true.
We were sitting here listening to Blur and the whole thing just went... And I was like... Was it me? Did I do this?
No, we don't do anything in work. We just sit back and let the machines do the work. And then there was a big bang and then dead silence.
That was amazing. I remember that happened. There was a fire alarm going off or something and Matt needed to evacuate the studio or something like that. That happened and the station went off. That's never happened before. That was kind of exciting.
0874-100-102. Kate says, "Ah, Ray, you made the station fall off its bike now."
Yeah, well, this is the problem. It did this weird thing where, could you hear it as well? It kind of was like a pop and like a hissy noise. Mm. And then that hissy noise was on. And I was sitting here going, Because I wasn't even touching anything.
Some people are saying it's the best Today FM has sounded in a long time.
Absolutely. Can we actually write it down? Quarter to three, Thursday the 30th of March. We're putting that one in for the Radio Awards. It's on now. Take that and shine. You're on Today FM.
Playing the music you love. Good afternoon to you. Ray Foley in the house. JP joins us.
I'm over here. You're not
so much in the house, Ray.
We're
Hello?
Do you know what? We're playing it fast and loose with the rules of radio, and that's what makes it so compelling.
Mm.
Take that and shine. I remember seeing them live. Was it when they reunited? They did the RDS, and then they played Croke Park and performed absolutely stellar, stunning stuff. All right, we're 4 minutes out from closing the lines. 3.5 minutes closing the lines on the Today FM cash machine. For today,
Ray Foley.
A reminder for you, the total is €30,981.48. Lines close at 3. Answer your phone if we call you in a few minutes. We're going to Harry Styles next.
Do you want to find
me? Jamiroquai's and Virtual Insanity. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Hang on 1 second now. Bear with me, please.
Don't rush the man.
We are running a loose ship here on Today FM.
We're taking on water.
Between shutting down the station or the station going off the air, and then Ben with the Steve-O business.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely catastrophic. That was the only word that can be used to describe what we do here in the afternoons. Catastrophic radio.
Welcome to Today FM's School of Radio.
There are kids pulling up outside, parking up in the car park in the Today FM School of Radio, that are just like, feck it, leave it. We'll go, mammy, take me home. There's no point with these jokers. This is Today FM. I'm Ray. There's JP.
Hi.
I think Kira is there, but I'm not 100%. Hello?
Hello, I am here.
It's Kira King.
Do you know I can smell that? Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. Finally. Finally a bit of professionalism on the line. A thin veneer of radio professional. Kira King. It's Kira King. Here's Kira King. Looking ahead to movies, and it's mostly movies actually this week, isn't it?
It is movies this week, but you know what's so funny? You're talking about professionalism on radio. I literally, just when I sat down, I found some bubble wrap. And you know when you find bubble wrap, you can't but not, you know what I mean, pop it. Oh, and I was like, that's exactly what radio needs, isn't it? Oh, just when you're about to do a radio segment.
A bit of AMS, AMMMS, MMMR.
ASMR, yeah.
So hi, my name is Kira, and I'm just going to pop some bubble wrap.
Do you know what there are?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Go on. Yeah,
that's triggered me.
Anyway.
Get closer. Get closer. Can you do the thing where you rub your nails along the microphone as well?
I just feel really weird now.
I think we all feel really weird now. Yeah.
Okay, that's enough. Boys, let's get professional again.
You can find Kira on her OnlyFans.
My YouTube channel.
She makes a fortune. Why did she leave RTE? Because she makes a fortune on the OnlyFans. It's crazy.
People love my feet. It's mad. But anyway, right, okay. We're talking...
Were you walking on the bubble wrap? Is that what was happening?
In high heels, right? Okay.
Films.
Right.
Dungeons and Dragons we go for. This is a kid-friendly sort of... Dungeons and Dragons is like a board game, correct?
It is. And I've never played it. I don't think you boys have played it either, have you?
No, but there was a cartoon series I remember, we're going way back, like the 80s or 90s, like Saturday Morning's Dungeons and Dragons, an animation cartoon, and was Jeremy Irons in, or is this the one that Jeremy Irons is in?
I have no idea. I was way too young to remember that.
Yeah, you're a baby, yeah.
So Dungeons and Dragons, for people that don't know, it's a fantasy role-playing tabletop game, and it's been around since the 70s, okay? So if you think about it, we're kind of running out of ideas, because when I saw Dungeons and Dragons, I automatically went to, it's a board game or it's a computer game. I've never played it, but it's been mentioned so much in popular culture, in movies and TV shows, that you almost feel that you do know what it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, they have turned it and transformed it into a movie starring Chris Pine, Reggae Jean Page, Michelle Rodriguez and Hugh Grant. Have I mentioned before how much I love Hugh Grant?
You do love a Grant in a Hugh form. Have a listen.
Here's the thing. We're a team of thieves. And when you do this, you're bound to make enemies. we help the wrong person steal the wrong thing. We didn't mean to unleash the greatest evil the world has ever known. But we're gonna fix it.
We're gonna need strength.
You got this, right? We also need courage. Magic.
What is it exactly that you bring to this?
I'm a planner. I make plans.
You've already made the plan, so...
If the existing plan fails, I make a new plan.
So you make plans that fail?
No.
He also plays the lute.
Not relevant.
This sounds like some crack, actually, just in time for the Easter holidays next week.
It does sound like a bit of fun because they're obviously, they're, you know, they might be thieves as the title suggests, but they're good thieves, you know. And I think also Hugh Grant is perfectly cast because he plays this aristocratic but antagonistic rogue named Forge Fletcher. And JP, that reminded me.
JP is an antagonistic, opportunistic rogue or aristocratic rogue. Yeah. Have you watched Paddington 2?
Have you watched Paddington 2 yet?
You're hounding me to watch this movie.
It's very good.
I don't like to have October.
Haven't watched this.
Is it like a post-credit scene or is it just before the credits? I mean, we're not going to ruin it, but it's fantastic.
Okay, I will watch it. I will watch it for you, Keira King.
Do. Yeah. So Chris Pine obviously plays the lead in Dungeons & Dragons. I mean, he was the front of Star Trek, wasn't it? So he kind of brought back that franchise. And I mean, his eyes are so beautiful. How can you not love Chris Pine? And Michelle Rodriguez is in it, doing very Michelle Rodriguez type things. Reggae Jean Page is also in this. And he hasn't exactly set the world or people's loins on fire really since Bridgerton, has he? It'll be interesting to see if he's any good. Now, it's by the boys, John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein, and they're behind Spider-Man. And they kind of revitalised the Spider-Man franchise. And I think this movie is for everyone who's just marvelled out of it. This is kind of a, think Guardians of the Galaxy, but not maybe as funny, but there might be something there.
Okay, and it's called Dungeons and Dragons, and definitely my kids are
Honor Among Thieves.
Honor Among Thieves, and it's in cinemas from this weekend. Well, we do one more movie, actually, and... No, actually, I tell you what, I'm going to take a song, and then we'll do the two films that we've got left, because I want to devote proper time to it. We've got Tetris and God's Creatures as well, actually, worth a look. More movies from Keira after Niall Horan. This is Heaven on Today FM.
Niall Horan's new song, Heaven. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley's my name. And there's JP.
How are you?
And Keira King is joining us.
Hello.
As well. You were at Elton last night. How's Elton John?
Oh, I was at Elton John on Tuesday night. You know when people say, it changed my life. And you're like, give over. How could it potentially change your life? I had one of those nights.
Really? I saw him a couple, it was a good few years ago now, someone in the RDS, and he did not want to be there. He just came out, did the song. He might as well have been a telly playing Elton John songs on karaoke videos or something, because he was not interested.
He gave the crowd so much love. There was a standing ovation after every single song. For the first gig ever, I didn't go to the bar to get a drink. I didn't even get up to go to the toilet. I just sat there from 8 o'clock to 10:30. And he just played hit after hit after hit. And now, in fairness, I was four rows from the front. So it was actually probably one of my best experiences ever at a concert, you know.
And he was good with the crowd then as well, yeah?
He was amazing with the crowd. And then he gave a shout out to U2 and to Bono and the lads. And he said, you know, they were really great friends. And then he said, I think Adam's in tonight. So then obviously the Irish crowd loved that and gave a big cheer for Adam Clayton.
Adam Sandler.
So.
Adam Clayton. Right. Different Adam.
Different Adam. Yeah. Anyway.
Are you going to Ed Sheeran tonight then? Ed's in the Three Arenas, isn't he? Yeah.
I was trying to think, have I ever seen Ed live? I think I have somewhere along the line
Everyone
of the last 10 years.
Everyone in Ireland has seen Ed Sheeran live. It's on our passports, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd imagine it's going to be a huge crowd though.
Lots of people on the road at the moment, actually. 0874 100 102. Let's have a look at Tetris. This is the Game Boy game. Hang on a minute. We were talking about a board game a minute ago. Now we're talking about a Game Boy game.
Do you see what I'm saying, boys? Yeah. I mean, there's an awful lot of this of late, because last year, like, there was TV shows out about Uber, about WeWork. Like, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck have a new one out as well. Their movie Air, which is based on Nike, BlackBerry. So now we're going to delve into the origins of Tetris, of all things.
Wow. Have a listen. This is the Tetris movie, which is in cinemas this weekend.
It's a combination of Tetra, Greek for four, and tennis.
Tennis.
The Russian inventor, he likes tennis.
Hazel.
Yeah.
This game isn't just addictive. It stays with you. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Hank, only 10 other people in the world have seen what you're about to see. It's called the Game Boy.
Package it with Tetris. Can you get us the rights? The Soviet Union had worldwide rights. Nothing gets out easily. I'm gonna go to Moscow.
You're walking into a country
that still considers America enemy numero uno.
Okie dokie.
Do you know where your husband is?
What the hell is going on?
So this, it's the true story of how Tetris happened then, is it?
Yeah, so it's based on the true story of the American video game salesman. It's a guy called Hank Rogers and his discovery of Tetris in 1988. He's trying to sell a self-designed game at a convention,
right,
and it fails. And then it leads him to another stall where a Russian game called Tetris is being peddled, and he obviously becomes immediately addicted to it, like everyone. And he kind of starts a quest to find out how he could become part of its inevitable success. So he decides to bring the game out into the world, but things get complicated and he enters a dangerous web of lies and corruption. Can we just listen to this?
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I'm just playing here.
Yeah, I know.
Just playing. I'm waiting for the long one.
Everyone likes the long one.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the long one. And do you know what? I'm keep building up, but I'm leaving the gap for the long one. There's actually, hang on, while we're at it, they made a song, like a pop song, and they released it in the charts based on the Tetris theme tune.
Tetris.
It's called Tetris by Dr. Spin.
Right.
Oh, I'm loving it already.
It's good. Yeah.
Elements of Pac-Man there, no?
Vintage.
I know you're going to dig this.
Oh, God.
This is class! Oh, no, this is my jam. So Tetris is the movie. It's not in cinemas. It's going to be on Apple TV. Isn't it good?
It's out on Apple TV this Friday. Well, Taron Egerton is in it, and I think he's brilliant in anything that he's ever in. JP, I don't think, agrees with me on that one.
Not a fan.
Do you know who he also played? He played Elton John. Did I tell you what a great time I had at Elton? Okay. I think what this movie is doing, and there's an awful lot of it going on, boys, in TV shows and movies, I think it's aiming for the same effect that The Social Network had back in 2010. You know, transforming... Oh, yeah. A not very exciting story, really, into something that it's not. Because, of course, you have to. You know what I mean? You can't just talk about Tetris, the computer game. You're going to have to add some drama if it's going to be turned into a movie, you know?
Okay.
Basically, it just feels like there's loads of characters in suits trying to outdo each other. They want something from each other, and they're trying to outdo each other, but Tetris. And also, I'd imagine a pretty freaking cool 80s soundtrack.
Yeah, well, just from the trailer alone, we heard some cool tunes. An honourable mention, this is the Paul Mescal film, God's Creatures. Have a listen to this. Here it is.
Is Brian in? There's been a claim made by a young woman. Brian says he was at home with you that night. Is that right?
He was, yeah. We both know that's a lie, though.
It's a serious accusation.
You don't want to hear her side?
Is there no feeling in you?
You have this impossible image of me.
Seems like the whole world has turned upside down.
Intense subject matter, Kira, but do you know what? With all this Mescal hype, it's nice to get an opportunity to see him doing what he does and finding out if he's any good at it or not. Yeah.
This is it. So this is the first character, I think, that Paul Mescal has played since 2020 that people aren't going to like. The movie's set in the 1980s and Emily Watson is in it. I'm sure you've seen Paul Mescal and Emily Watson. They're doing, you know, they're doing the rounds at the minute promoting the movie.
Yeah, they're
and
on with Shauna on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Yep.
There you go. So Emily Watson, she plays a mum who's the manager of a fish processing plant in a small village in Ireland's northwest. So it's set in the 1980s. You can't imagine it's going to be great crack, you know. And then Paul Mescal plays the prodigal son who arrives home unannounced from Australia. So there should be like red flags there already. And he says that he wants to revive his grandfather's old trade of farming oysters. But then Brian, who is Paul Mescal's character, he's accused of sexual assault by an old flame.
Okay.
And that's basically the premise of the movie.
It sounds pretty compelling. It's in cinemas now, God's Creatures.
Yes, it is.
They're your films. There's God's Creatures, Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, and Tetris. I was going to stick on Elton. We'll do Ed instead because he's on tonight. Kerry King, thank you very much.
Thanks, boys.
Good.
dead tonight. Drive safe. If you're on your way to Dublin. I'm in love with your body. Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. This is Today FM playing the music you love. I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something
brand. I'm in love with the shape of you. Nice.
Hello there, Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Hi.
We had Ciara King on a couple of moments ago. We're talking about the new Tetris movie, the Dungeons and Dragons, which is based on a board game. We've got Tetris, which is made based on a video game. Mario's coming out next week, the right. Super Mario Brothers movie, which, can I just say, looks like the crack as well, actually. Jack Black is doing the voice of Bowser. I'm sure we'll be talking about it next week. Looks amazing. Very, very much looking forward to that. And Jay texted, he said, that Tetris movie sounds like the new movie called BlackBerry about the smartphone. It seems to be... Hang on, they're making a film about the BlackBerry.
They are, I looked it up.
About you're a phone.
About a phone. The advent of the smartphone, right? Not any phone, right?
They'll make a...
They will.
They will, about anything, so it's just
have
about...
Have you ever seen a movie about the microwave?
Do you know what? It's an opportunity. I tell you, get on to Paul Mescal. Ray
Foley. Hey, Paul, do you want to do a film about a microwave? Sign me up. Okay, we're making a call on the cash machine in just a couple of minutes, and we got Blue next. Coldplay, every teardrop is a waterfall. You're on Today FM. We're playing the music you love. Hello there, Ray Foley's my name, and Ed Sheeran's on stage tonight. If you're heading to Eddie, by the way, you can drop us a text or a WhatsApp if you're in the car. You want to record a voice note in for us, 0874-100-102. Drive safe, and only when it's safe to do so. Record it in, lash it in, side to you.
Mark's been in touch. He says, don't think anyone from Leitrim has ever won the cash machine. I'll take that call tomorrow, lads, if you want. It's actually in the T's and C's, I think, Ray, isn't it? That Leitrim,
yeah, no one can from Leitrim. Yeah, if you're near the border, though,
yeah,
and in fairness, in Leitrim you are, everyone, you're never far from the border. Just cross over and,
yes,
and then
exactly.
send a text. From,
exactly.
Is it the case? I don't think it is the case that no one from Leitrim has ever won. Is that the case? Can
I
check
think
it out?
Nearly every county has been represented.
There was a thing for a while, like last year, where there was a couple of holdout counties. But in the end, they I think they've all had winners at this stage. Yeah, Ed Sheeran on stage tonight. Let me see for you. Stage times. Kian De Crow is supporting. Oh, Kian's supporting. Fantastic. He's supporting him on all of the dates, it says here. The website is randomly bouncing around here. I love that. Do you ever have that?
No,
oh, here we go.
What I love are the pop-up messages that you have to close anytime you're going to a website. Yeah,
this is it.
Those. I love
But
those.
Then oh, yeah. when a pop-up message or an ad appears, it all of a sudden throws the website all over the place. Yeah, Kian De Crow supporting on all of his dates. He'll be on stage at 7 p.m. and then Ed Sheeran due to kick off at roughly 8 p.m. So chill out. Have a pint. Enjoy the gig tonight and just drive safe if you're on the road. Stick around, we've got Girls Aloud on the way next. Great morning, speaking. Freya Ridings, that's Weekends. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Speaking of weekends, the biggest weekend of the year, Electric Picnic, arguably. And all across Easter weekend, we're putting you in charge of the music on Today FM with tickets to EP off for grabs. Starting on Good Friday, we're going to count down the top 500 songs of all time as voted by you, the gorgeous Today FM listeners. Get your votes in at todayfm.com and we'll put you in to win weekend tickets to Electric Picnic. The website, todayfm.com. We'll see you there and turn on your ears over the Easter weekend. Elvis Presley and JXL next.
March into spring with a cracking hotel.
Even after all this time.
Lewis Capaldi, Forget Me. This is Today FM playing the music you love. I'm Ray, there's JP.
How are you?
Feeling good. No text, 0874-100-102. Lads, every time I hear that song, now I hear the Scottish accent. I'm no ready. LOL, thanks from Noel. P.S. Love the show. Hey, cheers, Noel. Lewis Capaldi sings in his own Scottish. Well, he's Scottish, and he sings in a Scottish accent, which is kind of unusual. And he says, I'm no ready. And every time I hear it, I go, he's singing a Scottish accent. And who was it that texted saying about Europe, the final countdown? Yeah, that was on the... It was on the trailer for the new Tetris movie, which is out on Apple TV this weekend. I've got the original Tetris there. Left, left, down, left. Wait for a long one. Wait for a long one. Oh no, it's a square. Oh, squares. Oh, we're in order of worseness.
Are you ranking them? Okay.
The worst shapes you can get in Tetris. Square is easily the worst.
Yeah.
Second worst then is the three across and one down in the middle.
No, the L-shaped one. No,
and then there's the L-shaped one.
Right.
Then there's the L-shaped one in the other direction. Is that it? Oh, the zigzag one. Actually, they're all horrible. It's a horrible game. I hate them all except the long one. The long one is the only one that I actually like. Can we skim on? So good.
I feel like I'm at a Russian wedding.
Hey, hey! Hey, hey! This is Dr. Spin and the Tetris song. And I also have another one somewhere. I don't know if I do have it here. One second. There was a Mario one. You know, the Mario on the Game Boy, Super Mario Land.
All right.
You don't mind waiting?
I'll wait for it. Yeah, it's fine.
The Ambassadors of Funk featuring MC Mario. This is going to bring back the memories now, I tell you. Have a listen. It's a rap. Welcome and enter the center of my Super Mario adventure. I tell you what, we're going to skim on, okay?
Oh, yeah.
This is my jam. Like I said, this is my jam. Forget marmalade. This is my jam. Did you have Mario on the Game Boy?
I didn't know. I didn't have a Game Boy.
What? Did you grow up under a rock?
I was poor.
All right, that's enough of that. Thank you very much. That trailer, what was it? It was the Tetris movie starring Taron Egerton in the starring role of the How Tetris Came About, and it's a drama on Apple TV.
It's a combination of Tetra, Greek for four, and tennis.
Tennis.
The Russian inventor, he likes tennis.
Hazel.
Yeah.
This game isn't just addictive. It stays with you. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Hank, only 10 other people in the world have seen what you're about to see. It's called the Game Boy.
Package it with Tetris. Can you get us the rights? The Soviet Union had worldwide rights. Nothing gets out easily.
I'm gonna go to Moscow.
You're walking into a country
that still considers America enemy numero uno.
Okie dokie.
Do you know where your husband is?
What the hell is going on?
Now you're talking. Do you know what? In an age of Switches and PlayStations and Xboxes, if I was to show my kids the tiny little 2-inch black and white screen and say to them, yeah, this is how we used to play video games back in the day, they would look at me like I had 10 heads on me.
Crazy. All right, crank it up. You're up. The final countdown. You're on Today FM.
You're up. The final countdown. Today FM. Playing the music you love. Rock on. Actually, Today FM rocks. Get it on the app. Swipe over. Miss Una Dunnigan's been on. She says, I reckon. Give a big shout out to Rathvilly National School from County Carlo en route to the Big Sing in Dublin. Loving the tunes. Love the show. Hey, Miss Una Dunnigan texting in. Oh, hang on, they're going to the Big Sing. What's this Big Sing?
The Big Sing, right, yeah. It's on tonight in Dublin, South Circular Road, the National Stadium.
Right.
And it's for schools, national schools.
Competition, is it?
I don't know if it's a competition or if it's just like a festival of
a
music.
A festival of song and singing.
Yeah.
Hang on, is it?
Oh. It's ringing.
Who's this?
Miss.
Who's this?
Miss Donegan.
Miss Donegan. Oh, Jesus, we're hearing ourselves. We're hearing ourselves. You have us on the way. Hey! Is that Rathvilly National School from County Carlo on the bus? Hi, guys! Hey! Could you turn... I know it's kind of hard now. Could you turn down the radio for me so I can just talk to Miss Donegan just for a second? Just turn it down. Perfect. How are you getting on?
We're getting on great. Yeah, we're nearly here at the Big Sing.
All right. And is it a competition or just a kind of a concert?
No, just a concert.
Oh, I gotcha. I hear you. And what's the age range of the gang you've got with you, and how many of them do you have?
We've 36 class with us.
How many?
A third class of 6 class. So we've got 98 kids with us.
Wow. Whoa. You've got your hands full then, miss.
And no, not at all. They're no bother.
I'm sure. Other people's kids as well. Come here. What are you performing? What's the song?
So we're going to do a chorus of Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, can you do it for us on the radio?
We'd love to.
Okay, cool. This is very, very, very. So without further ado, live on Today FM, please give it up for the one and only Rathvilly National School on the air with Don't Stop Believing. In your own time.
Don't stop believing. Oh,
there's 90 of them.
Guys,
you were absolutely amazing, I have to say. Well, listen, good luck at the big scene. You're clack
one. Thank you.
No bother. Drive safe and good luck.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye. Moncrief, this is Today FM. I've made enough. Moncrief, what am I here for? This is Today FM.
What am I here for? What am I here for?
And we are done. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah. Second, we didn't get to do Dungeons and Flagons, where we reveal some of the promotional products being released alongside the new movie Dungeons and Dragons. On the top of the list, a range of Dungeons and Dragons themed spirits in Dungeons and Flagons. We didn't get to do Chris Pine's Pine Crisps. That's a mouthful. Chris Pine's Pine Crisps. A crunchy mouthful, where Dungeons & Dragons star Chris Pine unveils his new line of savoury snacks. They're pine-flavoured crisps in Chris Pine's Pine Crisps. And we didn't get to do Christopher Walken Wardrobe, where Christopher Walken tells us about his new wardrobe business. He's got a range of storage solutions to suit all your needs, no matter how big or small, in
Christopher Walken Wardrobe.
The watch. You can keep your watch in the wardrobe. Guys, great news.
Yeah.
We're finished. And the last word is on the way next.